I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as we conclude a week of reflection on last week's tragedy at Fort Hood, we have a conversation with a leading thinker on the interaction between Islam and the West. That's our weekly Faith Matters conversation, and it's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, the ongoing battle over the health care overhaul, a bill to revise the way insurance companies do business and offer options to people who don't have access to health coverage otherwise, was narrowly approved this past Saturday in the House of Representatives. The House leadership, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, secured the final votes by agreeing to an amendment sponsored by Democratic Representative Bart Stupak to ban coverage of abortion in any government-funded or government-subsidized insurance plan. That includes abortion coverage. Now, however, abortion rights supporters are outraged, saying they will not agree to adopt any final bill that includes that language. But abortion rights opponents say they won't support a bill without it. We'll hear more about the politics of the fight in a few minutes, but first we've enlisted Julie Appleby of Kaiser Health News to explain exactly what the abortion language says and what it would do, because she's been covering this issue extensively. She joins us now in our Washington, D.C. studios. Julie, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
What exactly does the Stupak Amendment say?
The Stupak Amendment says that you cannot use any federal money in the exchange to cover policies that cover abortion. So basically that means the public option is not going to cover abortion except in the case to save the life of the mother or in the cases of rape or incest. And for the private plans that are sold there, they cannot sell a policy to somebody who gets a subsidy that covers abortion. However, it does allow insurers to create totally separate policies that would cover abortion that could be sold to people who buy it with their own money, who don't use any of the subsidy money from the federal government, and or to create so-called abortion riders that people could buy. Even if you get a subsidy, you'd use your own money, buy this subsidy rider that would cover abortion.
In current health care plans, how is abortion coverage handled?
Well, most people have their coverage through their jobs, and most insurers, about 87% of insurers, according to the Guttmacher Institute, do cover abortion. And the Kaiser Family Foundation did a survey of employers back in 2003 and found that about 46% of workers have abortion coverage. So for most people who have job-based coverage, they probably cover abortion.
Do we have any sense of how many people this would affect? How many women would likely be covered by either the public option plan or would be using a government subsidy to purchase coverage and so therefore would be affected by this restriction if it goes into effect?
It could be quite a few because the exchanges are going to be open to the uninsured, and there's 46, 47 million folks who are uninsured. It'll be open to people who buy their own insurance right now, and there's about 18 million of those. And it would be open to certain small businesses initially. And over time, they're talking about expanding it to larger businesses. So we're talking about a lot of folks would be in these exchanges.
Can you, and I don't know if you feel comfortable answering this, but I'll ask this in case. Those who support this amendment say this is merely a logical extension of existing federal policy, which bans the use of federal funds to pay for abortions. And they say all this does is extend this language, this existing policy to a new context. And, of course, the opponents of this measure say that this is not true, that this extends this ban to a whole other range of circumstances. Can you weigh in on that?
There is an existing law that's called the Hyde Amendment. It was adopted in 1976, so it's been around for a long time. It bars federal money from being used for abortion. So basically, if you're in the military, if you're a federal employee, if you get your care through the Indian Health Services, or you are on Medicaid, chances are pretty good you are not covered for abortion services. There are 17 states that use their own state money to provide abortion beyond what the Hyde Amendment allows. The Hyde Amendment does allow abortion in the case to save the life of the mother and in cases of rape or incest. So that is correct. But what folks are worried about is the Hyde Amendment has to be reauthorized every year. This would not. This would go into place. It would be there. And they're worried that there might be some creep. It might become larger and larger over time because if insurers decide not to offer two policies in the plan, one that covers abortion and one that doesn't in the exchange, they're worried that eventually there might not be coverage for folks in the exchange for abortion.
Julie Appleby reports for Kaiser Health News. She was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you so much.
Thank you.